The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I don't know who Nancy Pelosi represents. She's basically the leading Democrat, or the equivalent of the leader of the opposition in American politics. She's still saying no to the wall. There was nothing more explicit in Donald Trump's election campaign than that he'd build a wall. Harley.
Well, and if not, you know, a continuous wall, then certainly effective border security, which he's also argued for, recognizing you can't build a wall across 1,800 miles or more, because in some places the terrain won't allow it, and others it's not really required. But for her, this is a political mantra: no money for the wall, no money for the wall. She's a broken record: no money for the wall. Even though they worked out a deal, remember, to stop the partial government shutdown, and said we'll negotiate over border security. So now they sit down to start negotiating. First thing out of her mouth, no money for the wall. No money for the wall. Trump says without a wall, it doesn't work.
Amazing.
Back to another shutdown soon enough.
Absolutely amazing. Oh, he'll call a state of emergency. What's the story about the Federal Reserve and the appointment of this fellow Cain?
You remember Herman Cain?
Yep.
I mean, he was an interesting candidate. He always spoke, you know, from the hip, certainly spoke honestly. I thought he spoke simply. Whether you agreed with him or whether you thought he was, you know, of presidential timber or not isn't really the question in this case, because the president thinks he just might be Federal Reserve Board timber. And I think that's interesting, because the Federal Reserve Board is all, you know, it's not a government agency. Most people think it is. It's not run by the government, although the president does appoint some of the members on the board. It's a big banking concern run by the big banks. Mm. And it's an independent private organization. It's essentially a banking consortium that runs the American economy, that decides what our interest rates will be.
As Neville Rand, one of our politicians, used to say here, better have your friends there than your enemies, I've got to say. The Super Bowl, how much for a 30-second ad?
$5 million. That's crazy.
What? It's crazy.
It's really crazy. But I guess it works, because people talk about the Super Bowl ad and the companies that do them. And they talk about it for a long time, and that's the kind of advertising you want, the people that continue to say your name out loud. And so we'll see. It's going to be New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams. Patriots are a slight favorite because of Tom Brady, the quarterback.
Tom Brady.
Bill Belichick there. Yeah,
that's
it. Amazing.
Monday morning our time. $5 million for 30 seconds. Have a big weekend, Harley. Thank you for that.